City. The News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 71 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Supreme Court ruling on immunity. I'm Daria Albinger. The High Court sides with former President Trump in a fight over executive immunity. ABC's Steve Portnoy in Washington.
The decision is a win for the former president, with the High Court ruling 6-3 that presidents are at least entitled to the presumption of immunity for their official acts and absolute immunity when those acts are deemed core to their constitutional powers. The unofficial acts of a president can still be subject to prosecution, but the question in Trump's case, what stays in the January 6th indictment and what goes, will now have to be argued over in lower courts and very likely won't be resolved before the November election.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the ruling sets a dangerous precedent. He says no one, including a twice impeached former president, should be above the law. Mr. Trump posting on his Truth Social site that the ruling should end every case against him. This is ABC News. North Korea firing two ballistic missiles today.
This comes just 2 days after South Korea, the U.S., and Japan finished their trilateral drills in the region. North Korea strongly denounced the joint drill through a statement on Sunday, accusing it of hindering security on the Korean Peninsula. Monday's test fire was a second attempt in 1 week, following the failed launch last Wednesday.
ABC's Hak Young Kate Lee in Seoul. In Georgia, a new law takes effect today, increasing penalties for street racing. It comes after several fatal crashes in Atlanta. State Senator Emanuel Jones introduced the legislation.
This gives law enforcement some much-needed tools to go after those that are organizing these events and actively participating, and those, and even those that are knowingly present.
The law lets police go after race promoters and people using cars to block roads for the races, lawmakers passing the bill with wide bipartisan support. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and mild conditions this afternoon, with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, turning cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight, a low of 59. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and more humid, with a few rounds of rain and storms likely, a high of 76. In Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 50, it's 71 degrees.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. It's 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Investigators are probing a house fire that began, leaving six people dead. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says in a news release that emergency responders were called about the house fire in Nisita around 12:30 yesterday morning. Responders arrived to find the home engulfed in flames. People outside the home said three adults and three children were missing. Firefighters battled the blaze for 3 hours. The sheriff's office said that six family members died. Authorities have not released their names. The sheriff's office says the fire appears to be accidental. One person died in the water in the Lake Wisconsin-Wisconsin River area. The Columbia County Sheriff's Department says a 63-year-old man went missing in the water Saturday afternoon. People who live near the water started to jump into their own boats to find him. With the help of the Sauk County dive team, his body was found Sunday morning. The DNR says even the most experienced swimmers can drown. Wearing a life vest is your best bet to stay safe. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and federal partners at the Centers for Disease Control and Food and Drug Administration are investigating reports of severe illnesses associated with Diamond Schmerz brand chocolate bars, cones, and gummies. These products contain a proprietary blend of mushrooms and are available for purchase online and at retailers nationwide. On June 12th, the CDC released a health advisory reporting severe illnesses associated with Diamond Schmerz brand products. As of June 25th, a total of 39 illnesses have been reported in 20 different states. To date, Wisconsin has no reported cases. Of the 39 people who became ill after eating these products, more than half were hospitalized. People who became ill from the products. Edibles reported a variety of severe symptoms, including seizure, loss of consciousness, confusion, sleepiness, abnormal heart rates, high or low blood pressure, nausea, and vomiting. Retailers should not sell or distribute any of these products and should hold them until further direction is given by the FDA. People who became ill after eating these products should talk to their health care provider or seek medical care. Wisconsinites can also call the Wisconsin Poison Center at 1-800-222-1222 to report symptoms. Anyone who has purchased these items should throw them away. The investigation into these illnesses is still ongoing by the FDA. DHS and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection will continue to monitor the situation and will give updates when available. Learn more and get updates on the FDA website. AAA projects Independence Day travelers will set new records both nationwide and in Wisconsin. More than 70.9 million people around the U.S. are expected to travel 50 miles or more away from home. Nearly 1.6 million of those will be Wisconsinites. AAA's Independence Day travel forecast measures domestic trips of 50 miles or more during a 9-day period from Saturday, June 29th to Sunday, July 7th. AAA projects a record 60.6 million people will travel by car over Independence Day week. That's an additional 2.8 million travelers compared to last year. This year's number also surpasses 2019, when 55.3 million people traveled by car over July 4th week. Meanwhile, road travel in Wisconsin will set a record for the second consecutive year, with 1.4 million Wisconsinites expected to take a road trip. That's more than 73,000 more than last year. Since Memorial Day, average gas prices in Wisconsin have been as high as $3.41 and as low as $3.22. On Thursday, Wisconsin drivers paid an average price of $3.30 per gallon on gasoline. That's less than what holiday travelers paid last Independence Day, when the state average was $3.38 per gallon. AAA expects prices to remain volatile through the rest of summer travel season, including the lead-up to Independence Day. INRIX, a provider of transportation data and insights, says the worst times to travel by car before and on July 4th are between 2 and 7. Drivers should hit the road in the morning, and travelers returning on Monday, July 8th, should avoid rush hour traffic in the morning and afternoon. The number of domestic air travelers is also expected to set a record. Nationally, AAA projects 5.74 million people will fly to their July 4th destinations. That's an increase of nearly 7% compared to last year and a 12% increase over 2019. AAA booking data shows domestic airfare is 2% cheaper this Independence Day week compared to last year, and the average price for a domestic round-trip ticket is $800. Airports will be packed throughout the week. AAA recommends arriving 2 hours early, reserving parking ahead of time, and traveling with carry-on luggage versus checked bags to save time and money. More than 4.6 million people are expected to travel by other modes of transportation, including buses, cruises, and trains. This category has seen an increase of 9% compared to last year, but this year's number is shy of 2019's figure of 4.79 million. Despite concerns about inflation, total travel is increasing on growth in consumer confidence, wages, and continued strength in consumer spending. Consumers are expected to increase spending by 5.5% compared to a year ago. Real GDP growth will remain modest, rising by 2.5% from last year. After falling steadily since January, consumer confidence moved up in May. Wisconsin gas prices for May averaged $3.34, 13 cents less than a year ago. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to plan ahead this 4th of July weekend by making camping reservations and purchasing their 2024 annual vehicle admission stickers and state trail passes online. A Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Sticker is required on all motor vehicles stopping in most state parks, forest and recreation areas. When a vehicle admission pass is purchased online, visitors can immediately use the email confirmation as proof of purchase by printing their receipt and placing it on their driver's side dashboard. Annual admission customers will receive a physical sticker by mail. For those looking to bike, daily and annual state trail passes can also be purchased online. Customers who purchase a trail pass online will receive an email receipt that can serve as proof of purchase. The receipt can be printed and carried or downloaded to a Google or Apple digital wallet. Paper passes will not be mailed to customers for online orders. Trail passes can also be purchased in person. If purchased in person, customers will receive a paper trail pass. Americans will have to dig deeper into their wallets to enjoy an Independence Day cookout with friends and family for the fourth consecutive year. In November 2020, food inflation was running at just 3.9% annually. Fast forward to April 2024, and the latest data shows food prices have skyrocketed a whopping 25.8%. Prices for 4th of July barbecue staples are up across the board. Since November 2020, the cost of beef has risen 20%, chicken is up 25%, bread has increased 28%, and fruits and vegetables are up 21%. That means everything from burgers, hot dogs, chicken wings, fruit and veggie trays, and more will cost consumers significantly more than just 4 years ago. The price of energy is one of the primary drivers of inflation and unfortunately have caused prices to steadily increase over the past almost 4 years, leading to the fourth consecutive year Americans will be paying significantly more for an Independence Day barbecue. The strong correlation between food and energy prices is due in large part to the fact that farming and ranching are energy-intensive industries. High energy prices lead to significant increases in operating and transportation expenses for America's farmers and ranchers, leading to increased food costs for families and restaurants. Consumer Energy Alliance's 2023 Food and Energy Report found that the average American family of four paid nearly $15,656 in 2023 for food, an increase of 5.8%. That follows 2022, a year in which Americans spent more on food than ever before. Combined, that's nearly a $2,500 increase in just 2 years. As we're approaching the fireworks holiday of the 4th of July, please remember to be courteous when lighting off fireworks. Not only do pets experience stress with the loud booms, fireworks can be particularly stressful for our veterans. Many of our combat veterans have PTSD after putting their lives on the line for our freedom. Please be mindful with fireworks this summer. People are traveling again this summer, but a summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elise Rothschlein is a travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save money. Traveling with another family and splitting cost is another idea. If you're flying, consider booking early.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
Analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. It is a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. An oak kit has been installed in Spring Green. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's 71 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. Public Health Sauk County has partnered with the nonprofit organization Start Healing Now to install an overdose aid kit at the Spring Green General Store in Spring Green. Overdose aid kits, or OAKS, are metal boxes that include Narcan, a U.S. Food and Drug Administration-approved opioid overdose reversal medication, breathing mask, instructions for administering Narcan in an emergency, dispose prescription packets that provide a safe solution for the disposal of unused or expired medications, fentanyl test strips that can detect the presence of the powerful opioid fentanyl in different drugs, and local, state, and national resources for those struggling with substance use. The OAK is provided at no charge and is located by the front door of the Spring Green General Store to provide easy access for everyone. This OAK installed at Spring Green General Store marks the 80th donation to a Wisconsin company free of charge by Start Healing Now and the 720th OAK installation completed in Wisconsin in partnership with Start Healing Now, the Clinton Foundation, and other local community partners. If you are interested in having an overdose aid kit installed at your location, contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. You can learn how to use Narcan nasal spray to reverse an opioid overdose to save a life and get free Narcan at youcansavealife.org. To learn more about the overdose aid kits, visit overdoseaidkit.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center has been selected by Modern Healthcare as one of the 2024 best places to work in healthcare for the fourth time, having previously received this honor in 2020, 2022, and 2023. This award program identifies and recognizes outstanding employers in the healthcare industry nationwide. Modern Healthcare partners with Workforce Research Group on the assessment process, which includes an extensive employee survey. Modern Healthcare will publish a special supplement featuring the ranked list of all the winners October 14th after the awards celebration on Thursday, October 10th. RAMC is pleased to enjoy this honor once again and will share the news of the ranking when it is learned on October 10th. For the third straight week, the nation's average price of gasoline has climbed, rising 5 cents from a week ago to $3.45 per gallon today, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 12 million individual price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average is down 6 cents from a month ago and is 5.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The median U.S. gas price is $3.35 per gallon, up 6 cents from last week, and about 10 cents lower than the national average. The top 10% of stations in the country average $4.56 per gallon, while the bottom 10% average $2.91 per gallon. The average across the state today is $3.27 per gallon. This is over 6 cents lower than a month ago and more than 12 cents lower than this time last year. The price of gas in Richland Center today ranged from $3.29 to $3.39. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national average has been inching up slightly for three straight weeks. However, drivers hitting the road for the July 4th holiday should see comparable prices to last year. He did warn that hurricane season could affect gas prices later this summer. The escalators at American Family Field are operating again following an overnight inspection after a malfunction caused 11 people to be injured at the Milwaukee Brewers-Chicago Cubs game one day earlier. The Brewers had announced Saturday that five people were treated at the stadium and six others went to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The malfunction occurred as spectators were going from the terrace to the logo level of the stadium after the Brewers' 5-3 loss to the Cubs. The Brewers said a malfunction caused the escalator to go at a faster downward speed than usual. A South Central Wisconsin plant will shut down this summer. Mirion Medical, the parent company of Sun Nuclear Corporation, notified the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development it would close its Middleton facility, leading to the dismissal of 39 employees. The company, which makes cancer treatment equipment, says they plan to begin the layoffs August 30th. A spokesperson for Mirion tells WKOW-TV in Madison the company is moving production from its only Wisconsin plant to a facility in Norfolk, Virginia. Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 22 attorneys general in filing a brief supporting a Federal Trade Commission order that bars Intuit, the maker of TurboTax, from deceptively advertising free tax preparation software when its services were not actually free for most consumers. In a brief filed in Intuit versus Federal Trade Commission, the attorneys general argue that the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit should reject an appeal filed by Intuit and uphold the FTC's order. In 2022, a coalition of 50 states and the District of Columbia secured $141 million from Intuit as part of a settlement that resolved state investigations into claims that Intuit deceptively marketed and advertised TurboTax. In 2023, the commission issued an order requiring Intuit to stop advertising products as free unless they are free to all consumers. Intuit has appealed and is seeking to overturn the FTC's cease and desist order. In the brief, the Coalition of Attorneys General argues that the court should uphold the FTC's order against Intuit because Intuit harmed millions of Americans. The brief describes how Intuit manipulated search results to lure consumers into paying for tax prep software, even if they were eligible to file their taxes for free as part of a program for activity duty service members, veterans, or low-income taxpayers. Intuit made millions of dollars in profits from low-income taxpayers and military families who would have been eligible to file their taxes for free, but who instead paid Intuit to file taxes. Intuit also deceived millions of consumers by running a multi-year nationwide advertising campaign that repeatedly and falsely depicted TurboTax as free when it was not free for the majority of consumers. The FTC correctly applied rules protecting consumers. Intuit claimed that the FTC made legal errors when applying rules against deceptive business practices. The attorneys general refute these claims, arguing that the FTC correctly applied basic principles of consumer protection law and that Intuit's repeated claims to offer free service when it was not free to most consumers was clearly deceptive. The attorneys general also argue that the FTC correctly applied a rule banning businesses from luring consumers with deceptive claims and that the rule applies to all transactions, including those that take place online. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites none.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
Smith says the Natural Resources Board treats some animals differently than others.
our Wisconsin deer plant states plain as day that deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something is held in a public trust and when something is not.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. A coalition of wildlife groups filed another court challenge this week. Wisconsin's outdoor experiences are for everyone. The DNR is committed to providing various hunting, fishing, and recreational permits and unique opportunities designed to give people with disabilities the opportunity to partake in Wisconsin's time-honored traditions and enjoy the state's abundant natural resources. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for landowners to host hunters and with disabilities for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities, which will take place October 5th through 13th. This hunt is only possible with the generous support of landowner sponsors. To be part of the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities program, landowners must have at least 60 acres available, be able to host at least 3 hunters, and complete an online application by today. The DNR asks interested landowners to fill in all the property information fields today on today's application. For more information, visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage. The Richland County Highway Department is installing a large culvert for the township of Bloom on Tar Hollow. Tar Hollow will be closed from County Road D to Beatty Drive today through Wednesday. It's 72 degrees in Richland Center at 1231. Today's vital statistics are next.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
It's 72 degrees and 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, July 1st. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died June 20th at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center today from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Muller is survived by two sons, Casey Muller and Jeremy Muller, both of Richland Center, three brothers, Pat and Patty Kraska, Mick Kraska, and John and Marie Kraska, all of Richland Center, mother-in-law, Bernadine Muller of Richland Center, brothers and sisters-in-law, Connie and George Zija of Plymouth, Patrick Muller of Richland Center, Dennis and Deborah Muller of Lone Rock, Karen and Leo Manning, Mary Jo and Paul Salisbury, Joseph and Debbie Muller, Timothy Muller, John and Brenda Muller, Robert Muller, and Maureen and Roy Dahl, all of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center. Marietta A. Gruber, 92, of Baraboo, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Marietta Gruber include five children, Dennis and Jan Gruber of Baraboo, David Gruber of Hill Point, Susan and Rob Thiering of Spring Green, Sandy and Kevin Meese of Plain, and Sherry and Carl Klenke of Red Granite. 12 grandchildren, 3 step-grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Karen Fowle of Reedsburg and Marion and Tom Duran of Hill Point. Sisters-in-law, Lilas Rabine of Richland Center, Agatha and Sis Neef of Bear Valley, and Arlene Lewis of Richland Center. Also many cousins, nephews, and nieces. Marietta A. Gruber, 92, of Baraboo. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home. No formal services will be held. A private family burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Dennis Dvorak is survived by his brother, David Dvorak, 5 sisters, Donna Vodak, Deborah Laufenberg, Jane Dvorak, Patricia Duran, and Susan Dvorak. Also many nieces and nephews. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died Friday. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, July 9th at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, July 9th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Joanne Schmitz include a son, James and Susan, a daughter, Lee Moriarty, 4 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham, died June 22nd at her farm. A private burial service will be held at Fancy Creek Cemetery. Plans are being made for a celebration of life this fall. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center assisted the family. Mary Oosterhaus is survived by 4 children, Dr. Sarah J. Short of Madison, Dr. Katie V. Short and William of Seattle, Washington, Jeffrey H.G. and Christina Short of New York City, New York, and Robert J.H. Short of Breckenridge, Colorado. Also 3 grandchildren. Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Attention, truck drivers. Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Glenn and Deb Niemeyer, Jeff and Gloria Joseph, and Todd and Danielle Robb. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some beautiful conditions across the area so far today with that sunshine, low humidity, and mild temperatures. But if looking further west, we're tracking some areas of rain and thunderstorms stretching from parts of Kansas and Missouri up through Nebraska, Iowa, the Dakotas, and western Minnesota. That whole weather system will be sliding east here the next 24 to 36 hours and should bring us a fair amount of rain from late tonight through tomorrow night. Current thinking is that we could have upwards of an inch with some localized, much heavier pockets where the heaviest thunderstorms set up. There's also a small chance of a few stronger, severe thunderstorms Tuesday, so be sure to check in for later statements. Behind that weather maker, things quiet down for Wednesday into the 4th of July. Temperatures look relatively seasonal. Then the next weather system should slide in late Thursday night into Friday, bringing some occasional showers once again. Maybe a slow mover is still impacting us for the upcoming weekend. The rest of today, partly cloudy, high temperature in the mid-70s, and the wind southeast around 10. Tonight, turning cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, low about 59. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and more humid with a few rounds of rain and storms likely, high temperature at 76 degrees, south wind between 10 and 18. Tuesday night, still some showers and thunderstorms at times, low at 64 degrees. Wednesday, slight chance of a shower or storm early in the morning, some sun developing and warm, high about 84. As we head into the 4th of July, partly cloudy and balmy, low 62 with a high of 83. There is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially by Thursday evening. On Friday and Saturday, mostly cloudy, some occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the lower 60s, highs in the 70s, and Sunday's high about 80. Peaks of sun, still a chance of a shower. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently 71 degrees in Richland Center under partly sunny skies. After a high yesterday of 83 and a low this morning of 50, our high so far today, 72. The record high for this date was set in 1963 at 98 degrees. The record low, 44, was set in 1988. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 69. Sunset tonight will be at 8:46 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. Currently in Richland Center, we have east to southeast winds at 2 to 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.22 and no precipitation to report. It is currently partly sunny and 72 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The odds of a new farm bill passing in 2024 are not looking great, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
We were supposed to have a new farm bill in 2023. Now Washington insiders wonder if the bill won't pass until 2025. Julie McClure is with the Tory Advisory Group, a D.C. lobbying and consulting firm.
The House is operating under one of the slimmest majorities in the history of Congress. It's really hard to keep either caucus together on a vote for a bill as big as the farm bill. So it will be really difficult to pass the farm bill through the House if it doesn't have bipartisan support, especially with those tight margins.
McClure says a version of the farm bill was passed by the House Ag Committee, but Senate Democrats and Republicans are pretty divided over what they've seen so far.
This is the first $1 trillion farm bill. It's a very expensive piece of legislation. And so there's a really significant challenge in how do you fund this expensive piece of legislation and where does the cost come from? And are you going to reallocate funding within the farm bill to get it done?
McClure was moderating a webinar during which a couple of congressional staffers gave the bill a 60 to 70% chance of passing this year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
A request for federal disaster aid. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. Federal disaster aid has been requested for farmers impacted by flooding in the upper Midwest. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley visited Spencer in northwest Iowa last week and said Congress stands ready to help.
For instance, I led the entire Iowa delegation to a letter to the president supporting Governor Reynolds' disaster declaration request. President Biden moved very quickly and approved some assistance for several affected counties.
In Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz announced 22 counties have been approved for a federal disaster declaration. USDA is also providing technical and financial assistance to help impacted farmers recover. A Wisconsin farmer says 2024 has been challenging because of the high population of field pests. Sarah Stelter farms in the central sands of western Washera County and grows corn and soybeans along with green beans, peas, and sweet corn for canning companies.
Literally, this is the first year in the history of our farm we've had to replant, primarily due to cooler weather, wetter weather, and then also with the mild winters, the seed corn maggots have kind of taken over in a lot of fields.
Stelter says nearly all of her replanted fields have emerged, but a couple of fields were not replanted because she couldn't get the replacement seed. A member of the U.S. House Ag Committee says there's no timeline set for further farm bill action. Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin tells Brownfield Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson will need every Republican vote he can get for it to pass the chamber.
The Congressional Budget Office has come back with their estimates, and in a world where the farm bill is supposed to live within its means, this bill doesn't do that. It breaks the bank.
During a recent call with reporters, Slotkin said the House passed bill is not realistic and she favors legislation put forth by Senator Debbie Stabenow. Slotkin says nearly 80% of both bills are comparable. A member of the U.S. Senate Ag Committee says the farm bill needs to offer better resources to producers impacted by drought conditions. Roger Marshall from Kansas tells Brownfield both Senate versions of the legislation need enhancements.
I think we need to go a little bit further on the guardrails for the conservation programs. There's just too many sticky rules. One of them surrounds air purity. Our dairies and feedlots won't be able to qualify for any conservation programs unless we change some of those.
Marshall says he wants the bill to support innovative conservation adoption and bump up crop insurance and reference prices. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. The holiday shortened week could push business to happen a lot earlier than normal, but it's wait and see for the time being. Last week, dress business had a range of $310 to $317.50, but at mostly $312, which was a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South had a range of $188 to $194, but at mostly $190, which was about steady with a prior week's business. Boxed beef is sharply higher at midday on good demand for light offerings. Choice up $356 at $329.88. Select was $236 higher at $306.86. In Missouri last week, there was a lighter run of calves that sold anywhere from $20 lower to $20 higher. A better test of yearlings sold $10 higher. The USDA says supply of feeders was light to moderate. The yearling market has been very strong and setting record prices recently. Medium and large one feeder steers, 810 to 846 pounds, brought 237 to 268.50. Feeder steers, 850 to 891 pounds, brought 249 to 271.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 702 to 749 pounds, brought 237 to $280. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were only a handful of negotiated purchases reported. It's a holiday-shortened week, and the cash hog market could find itself busier earlier in the week as more packers are aggressive in their procurement efforts, but that's not the case just yet. Demand continues to be a bright spot for the industry as pork remains popular and competitive on the global market. The industry is also watching the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which appear to be on a seasonal decline. The five-day rolling average at the National Daily Direct is $88.47. Butcher hog prices are $6 lower at the Midwest cash markets at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $75. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. And pork values were weak at midday, down 25 cents at $97.64. Butts, ribs, and hams were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Soybeans are higher, cattle and hogs are lower, corn is mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are up with commercial and technical support, watching U.S. development conditions with a wetter pattern on tap for parts of the region. New crop export demand continues to be slow because of Brazil's dominance. Old crop demand isn't great either, really. August beans are up 11 at 11.44 and a half, and September's 4 1/4 higher at 11.04 and a quarter. August bean meal is steady at 346.10. August soybean oil's up 184 at 45.91. Part of that's due to strength in crude oil. USDA's monthly soybean crush numbers are out this afternoon, along with corn for ethanol use numbers. Out of those corn for ethanol use numbers, corn's mostly lower. Near-term conditions continue to look generally favorable around much of the Corn Belt. Export demand's good, and ethanol margins remain positive. July corn's down 2 1/4 at 405 and a quarter. September's 1 3/4 lower at 419. And wheat's higher, monitoring the winter wheat harvest activity with better-than-expected numbers for hard red. And there is more talk that India is going to have to import wheat. September Chicago's up 14 3/4 at 588 1/4. September Kansas City's 10 1/2 higher at 596 3/4. September Minneapolis is up 15 3/4 at 628 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are getting ready for this week's direct business. The show list looks mixed when compared to last week. August live's down 82 at 184.60. October 67 lower at 184.20. August feeders are down $1.52 at 257.77. And with questions about domestic pork demand, August hogs are $1.55 lower at 87.95. October lean's down 167 at $74.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
What to know about the risk of listeria? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The most recent recalls for popular foods contaminated with listeria include ice cream and smoked salmon. Dr. Haley Oliver, a professor of food science at Purdue University, talks about how the foods we love can become contaminated with a bacteria.
Listeria is actually a bacteria that we can find really easily out in nature. So it's in the soil. It's a part of our world. We engage with it often, whether we know it or not. And so because of that, it's relatively easy for it to find its way into food systems. So it could naturally be occurring. And what we're in the business of doing when it comes to food safety is actually reducing risk. So reducing that organism, eliminating it from the foods, especially foods that we consider ready to eat.
She says if listeria is detected, products are then recalled. And Oliver tells Ramfield,
what that tells us, if we look across the entire food system, is which foods seem to be bigger challenges for listeria control. Over time, there's been a lot of risk analysis studies to help us understand what types of foods might be more likely to support the growth or harbor that organism.
To learn more, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM. WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9.